She did so after suffering a budget defeat in Parliament, and her coalition partner, the Greens, left the two-party minority government. On Wall Street, stocks have been mixed. The Dow is down 3 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 66. This is SRN News.
Adam, what are you thankful for? Great question, Nick. My new son, Henry, eating too much of mom's pumpkin pie. I'm grateful that Legacy Box has been able to help millions of people safeguard their important recorded moments. And with our Black Friday event that starts now, more families can enjoy digitizing their home movies and pictures with an insane 65% off. Legacy Box is the best gift for you or a family member. It's what Better Homes and Gardens calls the most sentimental gift to make this holiday season special, and what Reader's Digest called a genius product. That's because Legacy Box is simple and safe, and we digitize everything by hand. You'll get your originals back, plus digital copies that protect your treasured tapes, film reels, and photos from floods, mold, even the decay of time. So while the stuffing is in the oven, make sure to visit Legacy Box and shop our Black Friday event to take an unreal 65% off. With limited quantities ready to ship, this deal will go fast. Black Friday starts now at LegacyBox.com/LBOX. That's LegacyBox.com to take 65% off. LegacyBox.com/LBOX.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. You should consider hiring a real estate agent for your new construction project. Someone who'll represent you, look out for your best interests, and help you save money. I will be with you from breaking ground to closing. For further details, please call me at 334-398-2896.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty good holiday weekend forecast, including a warming trend on Thanksgiving before it turns sharply cooler again. For tonight, clear skies and rather chilly. Overnight low temperature by dawn down to about 36. For tomorrow, look for a nice warming trend in the afternoon hours, especially a sun and cloud mix with a high temperature on Thanksgiving up to about 70. Scattered showers holding off till sometime Thursday night. And then behind the cold front, sharply cooler again on Black Friday. Friday's high only 56. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Count on the power, versatility, and dependability of Kubota equipment, and count on Capital Tractor for the customer service to back it up. Day in, day out, we're doing what we do to help you do what you do. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I've got no time for Christmas shopping. always bad. And so much to buy, can't find what they like. A Target and Walmart aisles are crammed. This year I'm shopping like my husband. Gift buying plan. I will be careless while buying presents. This year I just won't give a damn.
Clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM WACB on this Thanksgiving Eve. Bob Howers tonight after the show. There's a lady sitting with me named Rosie. We're going to celebrate her birthday and others. You're just in time for a surprise.
And here they are.
I see Eddie Bader over there, but he's not the surprise.
Nope.
This is...
It's electric!
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
How nice to bring you something that's not the end of the world. The surprise is that sitting here in the studio with us is our friend Jesse Lynn.
Oh, what a surprise!
You got headphones over there?
I do have headphones over here. They're just a little loud, so.
Oh, I'll see if I can work on it.
Yeah, they're kind of blowing out my ear. Oh, that's better. Me. Oh, that's Rosie.
Okay, hold on.
Hang on. We're checking here. Oh, thank you. God bless you.
What do you mean? We used to have a knob for every set of headphones in this place.
We do, but yeah. The knobs don't match up with the headphones anymore.
They don't
anymore.
Match up with the jack.
With the positions.
Is that the thing?
Yeah that's it. Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, it's good to see you. And that is a good-looking shirt, honey.
I like yours, too. I think yours beats mine most definitely.
I've gotten a lot of compliments today on my shirt.
Yours definitely trumps mine. This is a little... So this one actually is a little old. And... In case y'all are wondering, we have Eddie and I are sporting Auburn shirts today in studio. But mine actually has something a little extra on it. I noticed earlier it has some cookie dough from where I was making sticker doodles. Apparently, it was earlier today.
Ooh, yeah. I love sticker doodles,
and they have Hershey kisses on top.
Wonder.
Rivalry this weekend.
Not at all.
Hey, you know what? That reminds me. I got to text my favorite sapsucker, Mr. Baumhauer.
Yeah?
And see if I can get him to call in this afternoon. Because he played in the Iron Bowl. You know?
Yes, he did. And in fact, Greg, I see you wearing this shirt, and I really thought it was going to be that really good-looking Auburn shirt that you have that's like that. But
no, I took my crochet needles and took the logo off.
Well, it looks very good.
No, I just happen to have another shirt that color, yeah.
I love it.
I did wear it on
Yeah, you wore it. When I saw you one morning, I was like, heck yeah, look at Greg Budell.
Mm-hmm. But I got my new staff shirt today.
Oh, okay.
Snazzy. Yeah,
could wear that. That will make it...
Oh, look.
I just got a note from Jay, something we must play today.
Okay.
The WKRP turkey drum.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes.
That is exactly right.
Thank you, Jay.
He's like, yeah, we can see him in studio. He can't. Well, maybe he can see us. I don't.
Well, yeah,
I think it's a two-way glass.
Honestly, one day though, I saw Jay eating a banana, and I felt like I was at the zoo looking at a silverback gorilla.
Well, did he have his shirt off?
No, but he kind of he got the impression because he quickly started going to the.
Oh my gosh, that is funny. That's hilarious. I'm so happy to see you guys.
I know, I'm glad to see
you. It's been a bit.
The only time I've seen you lately is on Facebook, which you've been busy as you can be.
I have. So I was telling Greg and Rosie off air, you know, we're getting ready for Miss Rodeo USA.
Yes.
We are on the final countdown.
Yeah.
I have speeches prepared.
Ooh.
The last two pieces of my wardrobe are coming in, hopefully, next week.
Ooh, I hope so.
And it will be done. The wardrobe will be ready. All that's left to do is to go compete and have fun. And here's the best part. I want to make sure I thank all of our listeners here on News Talk because, you know, I still consider you guys family, even though I'm not here all day, every day anymore. It's
nobody kicked you out of the family.
No, not at all. And so I want to just tell all of our listeners, thank you so much for all of your love and support. And thank you guys also for making sure that we had a place to come and actually have a good time and for the support you all have shown. That is definitely something that I'm going to be celebrating tomorrow because had it not been for our listeners and our sponsors, there is absolutely no positively way that I could have purchased the type of wardrobe and prepared the way that I have been able to prepare for this competition. So I am so, so excited.
You're a great representative.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
We're for you.
Yeah, we are. We're right there with you, honey.
Well, if you guys are for me, then who can be against me? I want to know. Yeah. I've got the three best people in the world.
Give me their names.
When you win, we all win.
Amen.
That's right. That is so right. And then we're going to make sure we put a 93.1 News Talk sticker everything that
Woo-hoo.
I travel with.
I find myself
that, you know, with Jesse here and when I see April Marie, my inner daddy kicks in because I care.
Right.
So, you know, I would love, I mean, I will do cartwheels if she wins the national competition. But just getting there and all the work and effort you put in to accomplish that is every reason. In fact, let me share a daddy moment with you.
Ooh.
By the way, with
Yay.
April Marie, too, with what she's going through. And our prayer warriors, thank you for being there for her. And what a trooper, man. She was here today.
Right.
But I got to share something that was sent out to the staff at Zoo Miami today.
Okay.
From the HR director
to
the zoo director.
Oh, boy.
Just want to take a moment to let you know how much I appreciate Janelle's, that's my daughter, hard work and dedication. I have gone to her multiple times asking for her to come up with some sort of graphic, usually in the 12th hour, and every single time she exceeds my expectations and does it willingly and positively. She has done it with putting flyers together, boards together. The list is endless. I rely on her heavily and just wanted to say thank you. We are very lucky to have her, and I truly appreciate her ability of not stressing to get it done for me, and if she does, she doesn't show it, which then helps me to calm down. Janelle, honestly, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. You always come through, and I appreciate you. And I bawled like a freaking baby when I read that today.
Of course you did.
Of
course you did.
That gives me goosebumps.
I'm tearing up over here, too.
I called her, and I said, you could not possibly have sent me anything that would make me feel better than this today.
Absolutely.
Because I know you have the talent, and I know you're doing a good job. But it's not about what you're getting paid to do. It's this. This is
that
the is key
right.
to exceeding everybody else in a competitive environment, you know, to
that's so right.
Not roll your eyes. How much am I going to get for that? No.
Right.
This, I mean, it just makes all the difference. And
that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Isn't that a proud moment, Pop?
It's a proud Pop moment.
It really was. She's, you know, done that for me so many times in different ways. It's JT from the Kickback Ranch.
Yeah. Hey, JT.
What's happening, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Uh-oh. What was that?
Hey, what's up?
There you are. Hey, we're good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I myself will be heading to Las Vegas next week, though, but different event.
It is, but still part of the rodeo family. I had an invitation to go this year, but due to the nature of preparing and trying to get ready for the IFR, I declined, even though everything was paid for. I was, you know, that was a tough one.
That would have been,
But but yeah, I've actually got some fellow, as we call them, sash sisters, that are actually competing out at Miss Rodeo America, which for those of you listening, that's for the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. I'm competing for Miss Rodeo USA, which is part of the International Finals Rodeo. So yeah, that's exciting. Make sure you take lots of pictures, have a lot of fun. It's, you know, all fun.
Yes, we're going to get back. We got Christmas at Kickback coming up, and I know
we got
commercials running on 931. We got Kickback. We'd like to invite you down.
All right. I see it's December 11th. I see that. Yeah. I think I am in town, so if I am, I will be sure to swing by.
You need to.
We'll bring you some pancakes back.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'll bring you some pancakes back.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful. Hey, guys, y'all have a good rest of your show today.
Yeah,
good
job.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And we're keeping an eye on the news, but we kind of want to make it familial today.
Here's the thing. You know, the news runs 24/7. How often is it you get to get in a room with three of your bestest friends in the whole wide world and just have an awesome show? But the day before we, you know, eat ourselves silly.
That's right.
And then regret it for the next 3 days. It's okay.
I'm looking forward to putting on the holiday weight. Because I've already got some weight. So,
you've already got some weight, yeah.
Looking forward to the
holiday
weight.
It'll help hide the current
weight.
Thank you. Is that what it is? I got you, yeah.
I'll be pedaling my ass off. And I will go that extra mile or two if I have to. But
it's all about the gravy, baby.
It was freaky today because last year, I like to have a turkey deep fried, and Pepper Tree does that.
Yeah.
And they carve it, so there's no waste.
Ooh, nice.
It's all ready to go. Just heat it and eat it.
Yeah.
Last year, I called and said, hi, I'd like to place an order for a turkey for deep frying and carving. And they said, we can't accept it because it's too late.
Ooh.
This is like 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. Yeah, it was packed over there today. So
devastating blow.
This year, I got smart. I made my first call for this in September, and they said, well, you're a little early on this.
Opposite end of the spectrum.
Put my name on the list, baby.
I reminded myself 70 ways from Sunday, and this time I got in on time. But I went to, after I signed up and did all of that stuff, I never double checked with them. So today, I called up just to make sure that everything would be ready at 2, and their phone is, we're closed. I think it was like that because they're so...
Probably just pulled off
the hook. They're probably just, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Panic moment.
Nervous, Greg?
Take a... let me show
panic.
You.
Panic.
Here we go.
Let me show you something!
Panic.
See the word Pepper Tree on my phone log?
Yeah, eight times.
8 times.
Nervous much?
So
that's funny. It's not funny, but it is.
I did my ride. I got ready and went out there. And, of course, everything was fine. But I had a period of time there.
Ooh.
And that's what I hate, that hang time of doubt. Where you really don't know. And, man, they're busy, busy, busy place.
It's a good thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. No, we are. In fact, Morris Drinneberg, who was one of my most excellent listeners, of many excellent listeners, made a point today about local business, and I really do want to post this. Yeah, buy local. Here it is. Shop local, eat local, spend local, enjoy local. It takes you to start the trend.
That is so right.
And we have so many excellent advertisers here that can, not necessarily for Christmas shopping, but, man, they keep us on the air. They
definitely
keep this radio station on the air. If you're going to list your home, list it with Eddie Bader.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's better with Bader.
It's better with Bader. I mean, it gets results. We're not asking you to do it. Please, it's not like, here, let me do it the parody way, okay? Eddie Bader, need your listing. He's not that good at what he does. But we feel sorry for Eddie, so we're hoping that you will throw him a bone, like the listing on your home when you're ready to move. And then put a picture up where Eddie looks like one of the dogs that they show
in the sad puppy eyes, yes. And he's got his food bowl next to him that says Eddie.
Yeah.
And it's spelt wrong.
With one D.
Yeah, one D, yeah. Or it's just E-D-D. I. That's
it. No, it's great to refer people to you because I know you're going to kick ass and take names for them.
Well, I will be honest, Greg. You have been one of the big success stories that I've added to my quiver of arrows. By advertising here, and especially with Greg, I went from just one of a thousand, or actually several thousand realtors out there, to someone that actually knows my name. Yeah. And they know, a lot of them know the houses I have on the market now because they listen to this show every day.
That's awesome.
And I do everything I can to convince my neighbors who are putting their houses on the market in Arrowhead. What the hell are you doing? I've been peddling by your house for the last 4 months, and I still see it's for sale. No contract, no anything, nothing pending.
Well, you're very effective because I have a lot of calls that say, hey, Eddie, the reason I'm calling you is because I hear Greg talk about you so much in the afternoon.
Well, it's not just hot air, friends. So if you're not getting any action on your home...
What is wrong with you?
Call 322-0662 and
we'll take care of you.
To Eddie, man.
We will take care of you.
You sent me that listing today. I just love the way you show off a house. I want to buy everything you list.
That's the problem I have, Greg. When people say, Eddie, tell me what you think of your house. And I'll be walking through it with it, and I'm like, I'm falling in love with your place.
Yeah.
Well, what are we thinking here? Yeah. What kind of offer can I put out there?
Yeah, exactly. That'd be hard for me as a real estate agent.
It is hard.
I looked at a listing today, and as soon as I mentioned I might move to Prattville, said Prattville.
I think they would accept you with open arms.
We would happily accept you with open arms because, see, that's the county and city I reside in. So, see, you'd have the same hometown as Daniel Pratt, who had the world's largest gin cotton, cotton gin factory, however I'm trying to say that, Lordy Jesus. And and then Alabama Singing Cowgirl. See, and then we'd have Greg.
Now, Montgomery would cry seeing you leave.
Oh, but, yeah, Mayor Reed would probably lead the weeping.
Sometimes people have to learn a lesson the hard way, Greg.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, don't let the door hit them.
Here's the thing.
Amen.
On the way out.
There is, I think you know, I talked to you about this place. There is a house in Arrowhead where to become available might want to look at. Because I love the neighborhood.
You've got a great neighborhood.
It's beautiful.
I will say, people.
Very nice. Great people. Pride of ownership in that neighborhood. Yes. You don't see that in a lot of neighborhoods. You'll see it in a few houses, but in that whole neighborhood, you see it from beginning to end.
Well, and I'll tell you, one thing I loved about Arrowhead is because the country club sponsored the venue.
That's right.
For my benefit dinner. Yeah. So when we came in, you know, they hire us to come and sing throughout the year, and then they sponsored the venue.
Heck yeah.
And they're like, look, anything that we can do to help, it was great. It was fantastic.
And my partner, Pam, she lives over in Arrowhead, and she's often telling me about how many deer you guys have in Arrowhead.
Oh, my God. The other day, I'm coming home after the show. I think it was Monday.
Yeah.
Maybe it was last Friday. I forget. So it was about 6:15, and there's a little baby deer on the road.
Yeah. Oh, no.
There was Bambi.
It looked up at me and took off. So you're that guy, right, on the radio?
That killed Bambi the first go around.
I still believe that the deer I hit on the way down for Christmas last year survived.
Well, she survived. She's got a little bit of a limp, but she's good. She's good. And you taught her a lesson. She don't hang out by the highway no more.
Just stunned.
That is the freakiest thing when you're, I mean, it's pitch black.
Oh, yeah.
And out of nowhere.
On the way to Troy at 3:30 in the morning. And I'm so proud. Look at, I got everything organized. I'm leaving an hour ahead of schedule. And then in an instant, my windshield was filled with a leaping deer.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I'd have screamed. I'm glad
I may have. I don't remember. I had no witnesses.
So today, this is where I'm going to attest to, okay, folks, you're traveling this holiday season with food in the car. I'm going to give you the best word of advice you're ever going to have. Put the pan of dressing in one of those tin holders where you can put the candles underneath. Because I had a lady, I went and picked up a huge pan of dressing today from a great friend of mine. She's also a co-writer. And she makes the best dressing in the world. Driving back, a lady pulled out in front of me on a two-lane country road. I had to lock up the brakes on my truck and swerve left. Dressing didn't move a muscle.
Wow.
Didn't even move a liquid ounce whatsoever.
You got that big old truck.
It's sitting outside.
I love that big old truck.
Mabel is her name.
She's a big one.
Not really, but actually her name is, we call her Mabel. Yeah.
Good looking truck.
She's dirty right now. You want to go wash her for me?
You can wash mine.
Yours is probably easier to wash than that one.
By the way, time flies when you're having fun with friends and family, as we are here with Eddie. Jesse Lynn is joining us today. Rosie Brock, birthday girl, celebrating tonight at Baum Hours. All of this brought to you by Mr. Electric, our most electrifying visitor of the day.
Woo-hoo!
Jesse Lynn joining us. For Hey, maybe you're deciding to expand your holiday decorations outside, but you need an outlet. They're the people to install it. Or if you need one relocated to a more convenient area, they can do that too. Anything involving electricity, have a certified master from Mr. Electric. And by the way, you can get acquainted with them for free by calling 245-1566 and request the free home inspection on wiring and fuse panel. Time well spent, and it doesn't cost you a penny. And then you'll see what I'm talking about. These people know their stuff. Mr. Electric, 245-1566, 325.
New trucks are starting to arrive at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Don't wait. Come in and get yours before they disappear. Also, the new 2022 Blazers will be here this month. And as always, Larry Puckett has one of the largest selections of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs in the River Region. Christmas will be here soon, so if you have an extra vehicle you don't need, bring it by for an instant cash offer. I'm sure that Christmas cash will come in handy. Larry Puckett has great finance and service departments. These will make your Larry Puckett Chevrolet experience a dream. Look online at LarryPuckett.com and drop by the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. For over 40 years, you've counted on Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Get great buys on new Chevrolets as well as on the pre-owned cars and trucks. Stop by and see them on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or you can shop them online before you come by at LarryPuckett.com.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
We're here with David Little, and David, it's the holiday season, so what's happening over at Tucker Pecan?
Look who just came in shopping for their Christmas needs. We've got Foster Gump and his friend Lieutenant Stan. What'd y'all find?
Well, David, we went down to Tucker Pecan, and we found the most freshest pecans and candies we have ever seen. We have got local jellies, local jams, and we've got purses, we've got necklaces. I mean, it is a dream, and if we got family and friends back over in Greenbow that we want to send pecans and gifts to, and all we have to do is give you a name and address, and you take care of the rest. And you know, Lieutenant Stan, he's over there in the ice cream cooler. I can't get him out of it. But if you need to go shopping, you come to Tucker Pecan, located in downtown Montgomery. Well, thank you for coming by, Foster. We can't wait to see you. Y'all come see us at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
I'm stuffing the turkey.
Stuffing the turkey? I was the biggest turkey they had at Wilson Farms. 26 pounds.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
Happy gobble, gobble, y'all.
Well, it's a Thanksgiving extravaganza.
Where's the cranberry sauce? Where's the pumpkin pie?
Quick, go and set your turkey free.
Summer's free.
This is supposed to be the big finale where the turkey jumps through the ring of fire.
I went down to buy a turkey.
Yeah, a turkey that could do tricks.
Yeah, that turkey sucks.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey?
We're preparing a Thanksgiving feast.
Bring in the turkey.
You put our national bird in the oven.
And where, pray, is our beautiful trick performing turkey?
What the hell is that?
It's a turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
Well, I cooked the turkey.
I thought I was going to make it through the afternoon without getting pissed.
Uh-oh. You pulled up the news, didn't you, Greg?
Why did you do that?
Yeah.
Why did you do that? You had a streak going. You had an hour before you got here.
I have a story that is so infuriating.
Uh-oh.
I better wait to talk about it because my head will explode.
Yeah, don't do that. Just wait.
So we have calls. We have Buddy, who was kind enough to wait. Buddy, good
afternoon.
What's up, Buddy? Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, good afternoon, and happy Thanksgiving to all.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We hope you enjoy a culinary masterpiece.
A culinary masterpiece.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
that you're too. A master chef.
That too.
I enjoy those pictures. They're beautiful. Hey, Jesse?
Yes.
There's one other reason to get Greg to come to Prattville, because Prattville has the home of the AISA 2A football champions, the Autauga Academy Generals.
That would be correct. They brought home a undefeated season last Friday, or was it
nice.
Actually? It was it Friday?
I think it was Friday.
Friday? My days
Friday
are a little.
Yep,
yeah. My days are a little messed up. So yeah, they went for undefeated season, 14-0, I believe.
Yes, ma'am. And then now I got to buy a $500 ring for my son.
Well, wow. That's a good problem to have, and I hate to tell you, buddy, they keep getting more expensive, especially if he's going off to college. I think for my college ring alone, I paid around $850. So it's the start of many more to come. Enjoy it while you can.
Well, Jesse, we're so proud of them.
Well, you should be. They've worked hard.
Can I make a request?
Sure. Please.
I'd like to hear if she's the one I love.
Oh, one eye.
One I love, yes.
Yes,
of
we
Buddy,
got
for
it.
For you got it, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Buddy.
Happy
Thanksgiving.
That'll be 3 minutes. I can't explode. I'm serious. I got an article here that just is beyond infuriating.
Well, don't explode just yet.
No.
It's still...
I can't explode in front of Uncle Ron anyway.
No, please. We can't. Hey, Ron, hey, how's
Uncle
it going?
Ron. Hey, Ron.
It's going great. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
I was just thinking about things that I'm thankful for, and one of them is having the greatest news talk radio station in Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh,
yay!
There.
Thank you.
And I want to give you all a little steam vent there for you, Greg, before you hit that news thing. What did the sweet potato say to the bag of marshmallows?
Sweet potato.
I am what I am.
That's right. I am that I am.
Good job, Eddie. You win.
Dad joke theater.
Yeah, closest to not going
over.
Hey,
I got it from Eddie yesterday.
Oh.
I just kind of created
that's
a bag of marshmallows.
Cheating.
Hey, look, you know, this may not be the greatest talk show ever, but we don't do used jokes.
Cheater.
First run only.
Yeah, please.
Well, that's why I had to add the marshmallows to it.
There you go. Oh, there we go. He added more to it. Got you.
Marshmallows make everything better.
Hey, you ain't kidding.
Yeah.
Hey, God bless y'all. Y'all have a blessed Thanksgiving.
God bless Uncle Ron.
Thank you, Ron.
So I've got a dad joke for you.
Okay.
Totally sailed over my head the other night, but Dad walks in. He said, okay. He said, a toothless termite walks into a bar and says, where's the bartender at? Think about it. See, yes, finally. Thank you. It went over your head, too.
For a second, but...
But you get it, okay? When Dad said that, y'all, I kid you not, I probably gave him the most stupid look. Have you gotten
like
it yet?
Like I'm looking
like,
at
yes,
you right now?
Yes, thank you. Okay, so it's a toothless termite.
Yeah.
So he walks into a bar, and he's asking, where is the bartender at so he can eat it? Because he doesn't have any teeth.
Bar.
Yes.
The bar itself, tender. Because when you're a toothless termite.
Yeah, you can't have it. Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
Those poor termites have such lousy...
Dad, if you're listening,
that's a bug man joke.
I am not a blonde.
That's a tough bug man joke.
I
right
am.
There.
Well,
I have one for you.
Okay.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
Hey!
What's wrong?
Someone hit me in the head with a can of Coke.
Are you all right?
Yes, yes. At least it was a soft drink.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
Jay Scott reminded me that we have yet to play the Thanksgiving drop from WKRP, so we'll have that at the end of the break. And I need you to remind me at 4 to text Bob Baumhauer.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So we can talk a little Iron Bowl. And by the way, I'm a little shocked. We have 500 Dunkin' dollars on the line. You can use for service, whatever you want.
Right.
And we only have 171 posted entries. Go to my Facebook page. You don't have to be a friend or a follower. Just go there, scroll down to the school logos, and make a prediction. $500 you can use on tires, oil, any repair.
Anything you want, Don Duncan.
So, and three locations to have that work done. So, time's a-wasting. It closes at kickoff on Saturday. That's the thing here in this neck of the woods. You have two Thanksgiving meals.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah. You have the Iron Bowl meal and the regular. I'd like to throw a little plug out there. If you're at the Millbrook Don Duncan location, you're going to notice a storage bin with a poster on it that's for the Humane Shelter supply drop that I'm doing. So if you have a few minutes, make sure you go out, grab just a little bit of dog food, maybe some old blankets in the house that you don't use. Drop it off there. We've got a couple other locations in Prattville because I'm going to be taking all of those items. I've got five different bins that we're going to be taking.
Old blankets, are you guys going to wash that stuff? I don't have dirty blankets, but I mean...
Yeah, we're gonna wash everything.
Tons of toys. Can you take toys that are in good shape?
Toys that are in great shape. Anything for cats, dogs, because, you know, we've got to remember in the holiday season that, you know, the dogs in the shelters and the shelter folks need help too. So everything that's donated, we're going to split between the three local humane shelters, so Montgomery, Wetumpka, and Prattville.
Excellent.
But Don Duncan is one of our drop-off locations in Millbrook.
I wish I'd known. I could have put a whole thing together. He was here this morning.
Well, darn.
Well, Mitch was on his honeymoon.
Yeah.
That was cute this morning with Haley.
Yeah, it sure was. All right, we are at 3:37. So the WKRP, the infamous moment when Les Nessman describes the turkeys falling from the helicopter. That's coming up. And right now I'd like to talk about Montgomery Paint and Body. Oh, I had a weird moment just now.
Oh, geez.
I walked outside to get something out of the car, and I look, and I see the black fender.
Yeah.
And it's punched in, and it's got this hideous color on it. And I think, when did this happen?
Was it
Pepper Tree? Or upon closer review, I realized it's not my car.
You
should have put a card on there for Montgomery Paint Body.
If I had one, I would have.
Great.
See, you know, I haven't had to call Donnie in about 3 weeks for anything. So here we go again.
Incident with you and Roz in the driveway.
Oh no! I almost invented a new way to have a wreck.
Oh my God!
Without leaving the house,
right.
I was backing out as she was returning from lunch, and she backs in. And so I noticed that she was orbiting the cul-de-sac and waiting for me to back out.
Yeah, she's like, no.
Would that have surprised anybody had it happened that way? No.
No.
No, not really.
Hey, Donnie, guess Donnie Brandon Turner at MPB wants you to have the safest possible weekend, but if you're ever in a fender bender, after all the stuff, we'll call it that, you got to go through. Remember, you get to choose who puts your car back together. And I promise you a result that looks as good as new, maybe better, because that's what they strive to achieve every time it had been delivering for 4.5 decades. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Now, let's see if there's any business out there.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered. Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We still have two accidents on I-85 southbound. The first one is going to be just past Victory Land on your way into Montgomery. Moderate crash. We're seeing traffic backed up past Victory Land up to the 229 exit. We have a second minor accident just before Chantilly Parkway, but we are seeing a lot of congestion around Chantilly Parkway and all the way back past Mount Meg. Slow traffic on 85 into Montgomery. Busy all around the city, I-65 and 85. Busy, but no real problems through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Enjoy your favorite movie safely at AMC Festival Plaza Theater, Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Looking for luxury and performance at an affordable price? Getting your next car should be as easy as possible. Here's Jim McCain.
There's no need to compromise when you visit the new Infiniti of Montgomery, the new home of affordable luxury.
That's right. The new Infiniti of Montgomery is open for business and ready to exceed your expectations.
Right now, you can lease a 2021 Infiniti Q50 Lux for just $447 a month for 42 months with $39.99 due at signing.
Or lease a 2022 QX80 Lux with third row seating for just $913 a month for 42 months with only $39.99 due at signing. If you're considering a Nissan, Honda, Audi, Lexus, or even a BMW, you owe it to yourself to look at the new Infiniti models.
Visit the home of affordable luxury, Infiniti Montgomery, at 4000 Eastern Bypass and online at InfinityMontgomery.com.
You can keep in MM707693, QX80 VIN, N974053. This is our 10,000 miles per year, $499 dealer dock fee plus tax, title, license, no security deposit required on approved credit. Offers at 11/30/21.
Have you ever wondered how to get your hands on physical gold and silver? Have you ever wondered which metals to buy? Have you ever wondered what's a good price? Well, we've solved all those issues with a simple Dealer Direct full sale membership that allows you to buy physical gold and silver shipped FedEx Express directly to your door. It is so simple. We have developed a contact for you to do just exactly that. Call 1-334-425-8521 for more information.
Eskew with Alabama News Network. Supply chain shortages are causing two of our major local grocery store chains to limit purchases of some items. Both Publix and Winn-Dixie say they are limiting the number of some items sold to customers ahead of Thanksgiving. Publix is limiting customers to two each of canned cranberry sauce, pie filling, jarred gravy, cream cheese, and bacon. Winn-Dixie is limiting turkeys to one per customer. The Alabama Shakespeare Festival is gearing up for in-theater performances. Preparations are underway for two upcoming shows at ASF. Cinderella gets started on Friday. A Christmas Carol starts on December 3rd. ASU and Tuskegee are gearing up for the Turkey Day Classic. The parade will start at 9 a.m. downtown. After that, the pregame block party at 11 and the Hornet Walk at 11:50, both happening on Harris Way. That all leads up to kickoff between Tuskegee and ASU at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty good holiday weekend forecast, including a warming trend on Thanksgiving before it turns sharply cooler again. For tonight, clear skies and rather chilly. Overnight low temperature by dawn down to about 36. For tomorrow, look for a nice warming trend in the afternoon hours, especially a sun and cloud mix with a high temperature on Thanksgiving up to about 70. Scattered showers holding off till sometime Thursday night. And then behind the cold front, sharply cooler again on Black Friday. Friday's high only 56. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Jay Scott reminded us we have to play this on Thanksgiving. It's one of the classic moments in sitcom television history from WKRP in Cincinnati. Les Nessman with the great WKRP turkey drop.
And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area, and, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter, and it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner, and it says, Happy Thanksgiving from W.K. Ladies and gentlemen, what a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet in the air. Second, third. No parachutes yet.
I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're talking! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of our eyes!
around pushing each other? Oh, my goodness. Oh, the humanity. People are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives. I think I'm going to step inside. I can't stay out here and watch this anymore.
Oh, the folks agree that this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world. It always
is. There's your comedic metaphor for the Hindenburg.
I love it.
Yeah, it is 3:45. All right. William P. is online.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. That's a good bit. I remember that one. That's pretty funny. I heard you talking a little while ago about the dented fender, and I thought, yeah, leave it to Bader to talk about leaving a business card on it. But
yeah.
Eddie, I'll let you tell that story
I'll
this time.
I'm not going to. I'll tell him, and I guarantee you, Greg will be very proud of me.
Man, that was funny. Yeah, you should really come up this weekend and check his place out and leave your business cards all over the house.
You know that's what I'm going to do.
Hey, who's got real Christmas trees to sell?
You tell me, and we'll both know, to be quite honest.
I have not heard anybody.
What about the lot that usually happens... is it Vaughn? Out on Vaughn?
That's my friend at Dustin. I've been buying trees there for 16 years. So I asked him the other day, because usually the tents are up before Thanksgiving. He can't get trees.
You got?
And he is so upset about it.
I
don't know. I don't know
who's got
the place
real.
I told you about the other day is the only one. They may be sold out now. I don't know, but it's up there in Millbrook.
Yeah, there's that one in Millbrook. There's one up in Wetumpka. There's cut them down farms. You go and cut them down, but... You know, Greg, that's disturbing.
Yeah.
You can't get
And I
trees.
Think it's deliberate.
Yeah, I kind of think so, too. Because think of how many Christmas trees you see every year at every single mom-and-pop grocery store.
I saw
everything.
Somebody in Prattville with one on top of their car, so they had to get it from somewhere, but I don't know.
They probably still have the structure still on the back. Yeah.
No, it was a clean cut.
I know your home improvement places, Lowe's, Home Depot, things like that. I think they usually have them also. I'm not sure.
But I'm wondering if they bought so much bulk this year, they bought them out. So small-time vendors can't get in.
Yeah, could be.
Tree inflation.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Get you a pump-up one. So there's the real tree inflation.
I've seen those, a pump-up inflatable tree.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, they have there's a company called Balsam that advertises on TV.
Balsam Fir.
And their trees look amazing, and they're so easy to assemble. They just pop up. They literally erect themselves.
They're the kind you put a step down, and they...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I looked online, because they're so authentic, $895.
Yeah, that's no. So, you know what we did this year? We ended up, a gentleman, you know, we talked about shop local, buy local, all of that. There's actually a gentleman on Facebook that used reclaimed wood and makes not pallet trees, but they're actual trees made out of this wood. And we bought three of them. We brought a 7-footer, a 5, and a 3. And then I went and decorated them
with
the old timey, you know, garland with the burlap and then the checkered red and black stuff.
No,
they're super cute.
You have to send me a picture of that. Mm-hmm.
There's no houndstooth. It's not houndstooth.
William B., good to talk to you, my friend.
Good talking to you,
later, William B.
All right, at 3:49, if you're looking to spruce up a floor, spruce, tree, wow. Make that
was a very good segue.
Thank you. I specialize in that.
I do have an important announcement when you get done with the segue.
When there is whether it's a single room, and by the way, Georgia Floors Direct has hundreds of remnants, so it's a real, just pick one out that fits the room, meets all your criterion, and they'll arrange installation with their amazing team of professional installers, real artisans. So when you work with Georgia Floors Direct, it's all under their banner. So you don't have to worry about calling 800 numbers if there's something that needs to be fixed or tweaked or whatever. They guarantee your satisfaction from beginning to end. And trust me, from the moment you walk in and Jeff and his merry band of floriers help you find the flooring you're interested in buying to the moment it's installed and you're standing on it with your arms folded across your bosom proudly, look at my new flooring. It's all GFD. Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination for half a century, and also on Facebook. Biloxi Gambler.
Hey, you were talking about you want a live Christmas tree. I've got one up here.
It's a cedar tree. It's at least 80 feet tall. And if you cut it down and grind the stump, you can have it for free. And also, if you want, I'll throw in as a bonus, I've got about 4 pecan trees I need removed,
well,
too.
Well, because you'll get the pecan trees.
And because I've hired people, and you can't get nobody to show up for work.
Well, imagine
and,
that.
You off like 6 weeks, and then they show up. They say, well, I need tires.
I've seen a lot of them. And then
the next day, their girlfriend calls up and says, oh, he's not going to do any more tree cutting until January. So, anyway, can't hire people, got an open checkbook.
Yep.
That's right.
So come get your Christmas tree, Greg.
All right, I'll be over there after bomb hours.
Just take the top 12 feet,
Greg. Y'all have fun. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. So if you really do want a real-life Christmas tree, there is a place in Wetumpka, Wadsworth Tree Firm.
That's one. I could not think of the company.
That's what you're going for. That's where my cousin got his today.
You have to cut them down. Someone called in and said there are still trees at Little Mountain Growers on McGee Road and Atlanta Highway.
Oh, fantastic.
McGee Road and Atlanta Highway, they don't intersect.
McGee Road.
There's one location.
And also on Atlanta Highway.
There are two locations.
Two locations?
Yes.
Where's the one on Atlanta Highway? I don't see it.
Down towards downtown on the left-hand side as you're headed into town.
Okay.
Closer that direction.
Right.
I'm just sad. It's like my little tradition when my stepson was just a little guy. Every year we trudged over when we lived right behind that lot. And brought it back to the house, and now he's taller than the damn trees.
He got some legs on him.
Yeah, he does. He's a tall boy. So
y'all fed him well.
I just don't. I guess I'm just way too sentimental for my own good here.
It can be painful being too sentimental, Greg. Here,
do you know though what we're doing? I don't think it's sentimental at all. There is a good sentiment behind it, but you know, I think people have really kind of forgotten the meaning of what the holidays are about.
Oh, definitely there.
And you know, for Christmas, what our family's doing this year, we're not doing gift exchanges. We are just having a good old fashioned Christmas family gathering on Christmas Day. We're going to play a game of Dirty Santa.
Ooh,
we're going to go out and play cornhole. We're going to go out and throw the football.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go out and just do what you're supposed to do on Christmas.
Enjoy each other.
Is enjoy each other's company. Amen. And celebrate the reason for the season. And, you know, it's not like we don't get what we want during the year anyway.
That's the thing, too, as adults, and my wife struggles with this, but when I want something, I just go buy it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't go, ooh, I'd love somebody, I want that, I buy it. So she has a hard time buying for me because either I've already bought it and not told her about it yet, or I just don't tell her I want it because I'm going to get it myself.
There you go.
I'm easy this year. I sent my helmet size to Goose.
You sent your helmet size to Goose. So we're getting a helmet.
So maybe I should start using a bike helmet.
Did you fall?
Yes.
No.
No?
Not,
okay.
But let's not take that chance.
Well, go ahead.
What's important is not the safety, but do I look like a schmo?
No.
No, I think you'll look cool. Put some flames down the side of it.
She'll pick out a helmet, and I'll feel totally okay
wearing
it.
Plus, look at the good example you'll be setting for the kids in your neighborhood.
Absolutely.
That's why I'm there, because they look up to me.
That's right. There goes Pappy Greg.
You are.
Down the Arrowhead Country Club strip.
We love his flames.
I'm telling you. Look at those streamers, man. Man.
I am all for you wearing a helmet.
Look. Here comes Greg Waddell. And while we're at it.
No, I did not give you the basket. I wish it was me.
Every time I hear that bell, it reminds me of the movie The Family Man.
I don't know that movie.
Oh, Greg, you've got to see that movie. It's a.
If it's going to make me cry, no.
No.
Yes, but you would love it because it has such a wonderful outcome.
See, you got to watch it because of the outcome now. Get some popcorn, some Texas Pete's hot sauce, your favorite beverage, and sit down and watch
it. Box of Kleenexes.
It's nostalgic, but it's very cathartic also.
If you get the Texas Pete's, then people can't say you're crying. It's from the heat of the hot sauce.
Oh, good idea.
So there you go.
I like that.
Please pass the Wellbutrin. Yeah, nothing like a hot buttered bupropion with any, you know, the movie.
Hey, if you have not tried Texas Pete hot sauce on popcorn, you're missing out.
I like it, actually.
We are at 3:55. We're going to head back to the traffic dungeon. Come right back.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road and check them out on Facebook.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, very busy everywhere this afternoon, and all of a sudden we have an overturned vehicle. This is on East South Boulevard, right at Troy Highway. Please use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Maybe avoid the area if you can for just a little bit. Still, we've got a lot of slow traffic on I-85 southbound into Montgomery. We had a couple of crashes up around Victory Land, and now we've just got slow traffic. A minor accident still showing is active on I-85 southbound at Chantilly Parkway, but we've got slow traffic from Chantilly all the way back past Wall. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll do our best to keep you updated right here. Registration for spraying underway at Trenum State with classes starting January 10th. For financial aid, you need to start now. Call Trenum State, the College for Real Careers. For Skywatch Traffic, Little Jay.
Brubaker Motors is the fastest growing used car dealer in the River Region, and we want your trade-in. Check out our inventory online at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? Make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, besides the dirt, they can hold odors that are apparent when your guests walk in. If you own one of those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. Peaches and Clean cleans tile and grout as well. If you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin area, visit us at peachesandclean.com and schedule your cleaning. That's peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
Christmas at the Kickback Ranch on December the 11th. Gates open at 12 noon. There's a gift shop, vendors, a food truck, and hot cocoa. 4 o'clock, Santa arrives, and the festivities begin with music, lights, snow, and much, much more. On Sunday, December the 12th, from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., it's PJs and pancakes with Santa and the gang. Christmas at the Kickback Ranch. It's a short drive down 331 South from Montgomery, December the 11th and 12th. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140.
Isn't it a pain when your heating or cooling unit starts going bad? And there you are, limping along with that old system, hoping and praying it will hang in just a little longer. Don't go through that again. You can be comfortable all year round with a reliable, efficient Brian HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no interest financing on any Brian product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Brian dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any plumbing issues you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all. Whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Bryant. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
It's been such a crazy day. Traffic on I-65 is nuts. I've still got to pick up the kids. I am just ready to be home. Wait a minute. It's Wednesday. Southern Bells came today. Today is my favorite day of the week.
With all the busyness of daily life, wouldn't it be nice to come home to a clean house with fresh sheets on your bed? For years, Southern Bells Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of the River Region. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Slather dumping a nasty gelatinous cream with nauseating mucousy mushy beans. Crispy onions on top, tastes like a dirty mouth. And I don't know why anyone would want them to eat, yeah, eat. You might as well go suck on a sponge or lick dirty feet. Gross feet, disgusting green.